Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. When people first start using ChatGPT, a question they come up a lot with are, you know, are these answers it's giving me unique? Am I the only one getting these? Do they spit out the same response to the same question to multiple people? So on today's podcast, we are going to be diving into that, answering that question and talking a little bit about ChatGPT and how it works. So the first thing to know is that, you know, obviously ChatGPT is a state-of-the-art language model developed by OpenAI. It's capable of generating human-like text and engaging conversations. However, the question of whether the answers generated by ChatGPT are unique or not is a complex one with multiple factors to consider. First and foremost, it's important to understand that ChatGPT is trained on a massive amount of text data from a variety of sources all over the internet. This training data serves as a foundation for the model to understand language patterns and to generate responses. So as a result of this, the answers generated by ChatGPT can sometimes be similar to the text that it was originally trained on, especially if the input text is common or well-known. However, ChatGPT is designed to be highly flexible and capable of generating diverse responses. The model uses a deep learning architecture called the Transformer Network, which allows it to understand the context of the input and generate responses that are tailored to the specific context of the person asking. This means that even when the input text is similar, the model can generate different responses depending on the context. So if a question is asked slightly differently, the response is going to be a completely different response. Another factor that affects the uniqueness of ChatGPT's answers is the randomness introduced during the generation process. So the model uses a technique called sampling, where it selects the most likely continuation of the input text from a set of possibilities. The choice of which continuation to select is based on a probable distribution, which can introduce randomness into the process. This means that even if the input text is the exact same, so multiple people are asking the exact same question with the exact same text, the model may generate different responses every single time. It's also worth noting that ChatGPT is a highly advanced model, but it's not perfect. The model is only good at the data it was trained on. So it's going to generate responses that are inconsistent with reality sometimes, and even it might include biases or inaccuracies. To mitigate these issues, it's important to carefully look at all of the training data, all of the responses it's giving you, and to fact check all of those. So the answers generated by ChatGPT in conclusion, I guess, to this whole question is that it can be unique in many cases, but it also depends on various factors such as the text that is being asked, the input text, the context, and also the randomness introduced during the generation process. Despite its limitations, ChatGPT is a very powerful tool for generating human-like text and engaging in conversations, and its potential for creating unique and diverse responses make it a very valuable asset in virtually every field. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle Podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.